Say I'm Christ the crucified. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Robert Burton, and the oratorio chorus from our Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary's School of Church Music in Fort Worth. Let's give them another hand, will you, for great singing. Can I tell you that this evening, beginning a little before the time stated in the program, you'll have the opportunity to hear a wonderful concert by the Centurymen. So come early and get a good seat. And now we're going to sing together a hymn led by Mr. Sam Prestige, who is the State Music Secretary for Texas Baptist and is serving as the Assistant Music Director for this convention. Sam, let's sing.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, standing as we sing. Seated. Our soloists for this afternoon's session, Anne Criswell Jackson.
Woo! And now the father of this wonderful singer will bring us a theme interpretation, Share His Love Now, by remaining faithful to the church. Father Crispell.
One of these brothers over here says, it's all over now. I'm often asked, where does she get that big voice? And I say, I have no idea. As our distinguished layman president has said, the subject for our meditation these few moments is sharing the love of our Lord in our faithfulness to His church. In Ephesians 5:25, Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. In Ephesians 5:30, for we are members of His body, of His flesh, and of His bones. And Ephesians 5:32, this is a great mysterion, that is, a secret kept in the heart of God until He chose to reveal it to His holy apostles. This is a great mysterion, but I speak concerning Christ and His church. That is, as Eve was taken out of the side of Adam, his bride, so the church is taken out of the side of our Lord, born in His tears and in His sobs and in His blood and in His sufferings and in His death. We are to love the church of our Lord. As Paul admonished the elders at Ephesus in the 20th chapter of Acts, I charge you to take care, to shepherd, to flee, to feed, to love the church of God, which He hath purchased with His own blood. I love Thy kingdom, Lord, the house of Thine abode, the church our blessed Redeemer saved with His own precious blood. I love Thy church, O God, her walls before Thee stand, dear as the apple of Thine eye and graven on Thy hand. For her my tears shall fall, to her my prayers ascend, and love and tears and toils be given, till toils and cares shall end. We are to love the church our Lord bought with His own blood. We are to keep the ordinances. The sacred ordinances belong to the church. They belong to us. They do not belong to the Congress or to the legislature or to the judiciary or to the civic enterprise or the Chamber of Commerce. The ordinances belong to us, the church, and they shape and hold and mold the truth as a dipper will shape and hold and mold the water. We are commanded in the Great Commission, the order. First, we are to be saved, born again, regenerated, openly confessed disciples and followers of Jesus, born again by the Spirit. First, we are to be saved. Then we are to be baptized, buried with our Lord and raised with our Lord. Then we are to observe the recurring ordinance of the breaking of bread and the drinking of the cup. And those three are as inspired in their order as they are in their content. First, we are to be saved. Then we are to be buried and raised with our Lord in baptism. And then we are to share together the memorial of the breaking of bread. Faithful to our church in keeping the holy ordinances. We are to be faithful to our church in supporting its ministry. In the two ordained orders God hath placed in the church, a bishop, an episcopus, an elder, a presbyteros, a pastor, a poimen. All three words are used interchangeably in the Holy Scriptures, and all refer to the same office. How exalted it is for a man to be called to preach the gospel of the grace of the Son of God. I wouldn't change my place with the Prime Minister of England or the President of the greatest democracy in the earth. It is a sacred and holy office to which God calls his men. One time at this Southern Baptist Convention, I heard my illustrious predecessor, Dr. George W. Truett, say, "If I had 1,000 lives, I would give them all to be a preacher of the gospel of the grace of the Son of God." And God hath ordained in the church the sacred office of deacon. This is the layman who upholds the hands of the pastor. And they are an unbeatable team, a God-called preacher and a dedicated layman. At one of our Southern Baptist conventions years ago, I heard J.L. Kraft, who founded the Kraft Food Corporation. I heard him say, "I had rather be a deacon in the North Shore Baptist Church in Chicago than to head the greatest corporation in America." He paused and then added, "My first job is serving Christ in my church." Faithful to our Lord in supporting its ministries. And last, faithful to our Lord unto death. Revelation 2:10. This is the word of him who holds the 7 stars in his right hand. To the martyr church at Smyrna, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give unto thee the crown of life. The Arminian theologian, in his sterile and barren soteriology, will say that refers to the fact that we'll be lost if we don't hang on until we die. 1,000 times no. What our Lord was saying and avowing is this: be thou faithful if it costs your life. And someday at the great consummation of the age, I will give you a glorious reward, the crown of life. In the latter part of the first century, the church at Antioch had a learned and gifted and dedicated and distinguished pastor. His name was Ignatius. And so powerfully successful was this preacher of Christ that brought before Trajan, accused of emptying the pagan temples, Trajan condemned him to be exposed to the wild beasts in the Roman Colosseum. Tradition has it that this Ignatius was the first Christian martyr to lay down his life in that amphitheater. It was built sometime about 6 years after the death, the martyrdom of the Apostle Paul. And this is what they say. They say that when Ignatius stood on the sand in the center of that great Colosseum, the cages were open and the wild beast ran out. And Ignatius held out his hand to the leading lion, and above the breaking of bones and the tearing of sinews, God's servant was heard to say, "Now, now I become a Christian." They climbed the steep ascent of heaven through peril, toil, and pain. Oh God, to us may grace be given to follow in their train, faithful unto death.
Dr. L.L. Morris of Midland is serving as our parliamentarian, and I've asked him to lead us in a brief word of prayer.
Our Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ and in His Holy Spirit, we come before Thee today to offer our gratitude for the church. We thank Thee for the redeemed of the Lord, a people and not a place, a flock and not a fold. We thank Thee that it is a living church, redeemed, right in its relationship and right in its maker. May we ever prove faithful to that church that Jesus loved and gave Himself for. In His name, amen.
Amen. And now we come to the next order of business, which is nominations for the presidency of this convention, and I recognize Harper Shannon to make a nomination.
Mr. Chairman, I rise to place a nomination for the presidency of this convention the name of a great pastor who has served for nearly 30 years in his present pastorate. All of us recognize that Mr. Cooper has given strong lay leadership in a strategic time in the life of our convention. But I feel that God has been preparing for just such a time as this a leader in our midst who is a Bible preacher and expositor, doctrinally sound and theologically oriented to lead us in the days immediately ahead. This pastor is a native of Kentucky, but he was raised and educated in Mississippi, a graduate of Mississippi College, and of our own Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. He has served as pastor in the state of Missouri, the state of Texas, and now in his 30th year, for more than 29 years, as pastor in Arkansas. Under his dynamic leadership, the church continues to grow and be blessed, and his ministry has been enlarged through opportunities of denominational service and responsibility. He has served as the president of his own state convention, as well as a leader in many of the important areas of the life of that state convention and his own local association. He has served as the vice president of this Southern Baptist Convention, serving previously as the president of our Southern Baptist Pastors Conference. For 6 years, he served on the annuity board, and a total altogether of 14 years, he has served on the Foreign Mission Board. He served as chairman of the committee on the Foreign Mission Board for the building when the new headquarters was located. And the members of the board of directors of the Foreign Mission Board elected him president of that board. He has served ably as the chairman of the Committee on Order of Business for this convention. His innovative and creative leadership has been demonstrated in his leading the committee to provide the audiovisual aids assistance that we have to make this particular convention more enjoyable and more of us able to participate and to see actually what is happening. Of course, I speak of the pastor for nearly 30 years of the great Emmanuel Baptist Church of Little Rock, Arkansas, a man with age and experience and denominational service, but most of all, spiritual leadership and doctrinal convictions that will lead Southern Baptist in a marvelous way in the year ahead. I place in nomination the name of Dr. W.O. Vaught, pastor of the Emmanuel Baptist Church of Little Rock.
Thank you, and I now recognize Howard Altman for a nomination.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm Howard Altman from the lovely little city of Columbia, Mississippi. As we come to elect the president of this convention, we should give thanks to God for men of outstanding leadership whom God has raised up among us. Dr. Landrum P. Level II is one of these men. He's the son of an illustrious leader of our convention, the late Dr. Leonard O. Level. Landrum was born in Ripley, Tennessee, and as a pastor's son lived in Louisville, Kentucky, and Gadsden, Alabama, before his father moved to Newland, Georgia, where he served effectively as the pastor of that church until he went to be with the Lord. Landrum Level is a product of our Christian higher education. He has a Bachelor of Arts degree from Mercer University. He has a BD and PhD degree from the New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary. He is the...